quarterback Gabinieski is coming off the worst game I think I've ever seen, but it was really a team effort in that regard. So it wasn't just him. But yeah, a lot of football at this point. So really, they're looking for improvement. That's always been their mantra, but I think even more so coming off of last week.
And when we talk about last week, and we will just briefly, there wasn't a whole lot to create momentum, but the opponent this week we have seen before. We saw Perry Meridian on the north side on homecoming. The Cougars defeated Perry Meridian in that game 34-24, so we know Perry's going to give up some points. Is this a game we think South's offense gets healthy again to springboard them into the playoffs?
I would think so. They gave up 34 points to Bloomington North. It's and North doesn't score a lot of points on a regular basis. So, yeah, I think South's offense certainly should. For South, it really comes down to, can they get their running game back going? Not a lot of teams are going to slow down the running game. And now that you've got Christian Paycheck back, he and Maverick Terrier are a really good 1-2 punch. So it really comes down to that running game. And, you know, they've had a couple injuries on their offensive line. So it's about getting that sorted out. They're moving Sam Lewis over from the defensive line to start at offensive guard tonight. So that's really what they're looking for tonight, is see what kind of combination they can get going, get that running game going. And they certainly should against a 1-7 Perry team.
And speaking of seniors, the entire defensive backfield, senior laden for Bloomington South. They've had opportunities to make plays this season, have done a pretty good job of doing so. They only gave up, 23 points last week to a very good Columbus North offense. Their defense will give problems to Perry Meridian's erratic offense, let's call it.
Yeah, and the South defense was erratic earlier this year. And a few weeks ago, they had a couple kids have to be removed from the team. One of them is coming back this week. Derek Rodriguez-Gonzalez was back on the team last week and didn't play. He'll play tonight as Sam Lewis moves off of the defensive line. So that brings another kid who can create some havoc up front. But you're right, on the back end, you got a lot of kids that have played a lot of football. What's nice about it for the Panthers is their defense is probably playing their best right now. The last 2 weeks have really looked their best. They looked good up at the Dome against Columbus North. That's the one part of their game that you can really point to and be really happy about. That was an explosive Columbus North offense, and they really didn't allow any kind of big plays. They weren't out of it, kept them around in that game despite the offense doing absolutely nothing. So the defense is rounding into form, and if it can do that, cause a few turnovers, then, you know, it's got a potential of a long run here in the playoffs.
Dave Novak joins us this morning. He is my wingman on high school broadcast tonight. He will handle Chalk Talk with Coach Mo, and we'll get a preview of the South Panthers before they take on Perry Meridian. Coach Mo has been through the ringer. He's been doing this for 32 years. He's seen the highs. He's seen the lows. He tends to keep an even keel about it, but you know he wants a big performance tonight to get that momentum, because he knows he's hosting a sectional next week and potentially another North-South battle the week after that. We should see a corrected South Panther team tonight, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we've talked. I've talked with them the last couple of weeks and asked them questions like that. You know, how are the kids? What do you think? Are they shaken? That sort of thing. He said, you know, when you don't have a lot of success, I think it's natural to question things and question, you know, maybe not have the confidence in the same place. He said, but the kids keep working. They keep coming. They keep doing what we're talking about. He said they were all in on the day off lifting this week. So I think he's really happy with the group he's had. They haven't had the consistency and the consistent success they want. And when you look forward, and pundits like us, we can do this, when you look forward to the sectional, you know, there's no reason South can't win this sectional. You know, they're the favorite, I think, without question going into it. So if they can develop the consistency, not make mistakes that beat themselves, and that's pretty normal for a South team to not beat themselves, if they can do that, then they're certainly looking down the line here. They're playing at least a few more weeks. So I know that's what he wants to get, and in particular, like I said, that run game is what really is going to worry him going forward. It's something they rely on, most teams rely on. He wants to win that line of scrimmage as an old offensive line coach, so that's the one thing I know he's looking at right now that he wants to get solidified for the next few weeks.
That three-headed running attack, even quarterback Gabinieski has been part of it, Maverick Terry, and obviously Christian Paycheck returning. Perry Meridian won their first game last week. I think that's an excellent what's the word I'm looking for? They'll put that on the chalkboard at South, because when a team's 0-something, those kids will always say, well, you know, the coach, come on, you're yelling at us, but they're 0-8. Well, that's not. They've won one in a row.
Yeah, and as we talked about in Chalk Talk, you know, when you watch tape on them, and we saw this against Bloomington North, they've got athletes. I mean, they've got kids that can make plays. They've got the good athletes on their defense. When you don't have a lot of success, and I think you saw this when we did the North game, when you don't have a lot of success and things start to turn against you, it's hard to kind of believe that you're still going to come through. And I think that's what you see with Perry all year long, is it's just been such a struggle for them. They've turned the ball over too often, especially at the quarterback position. So for them to get a win, I mean, that's a good feeling in their back pocket. They've got athletes. So if you give them a chance and don't knock them out, I suppose, when you've got the chance to do so, they're going to stick around for a little while. So South has usually been pretty good about not taking opponents lightly. This is maybe a different year for South, so that's something to look out for tonight. But Perry makes just enough mistakes, I think, on a regular basis, you would think that South's going to have the upper hand tonight.
And hopefully pick up win number 4 on the season heading into sectional play. Dave will have Chalk Talk with Coach Mo again at 6:30, and we'll have the kickoff for you just after 7 o'clock. Huff Memorial tonight, the purple and white, looking to get back into the win column with that momentum for the sectionals coming up next week. Bloomington North, they're on the road. They head to Terre Haute South, and a battle of 2-6 teams over in Terre Haute. Well, it should be a happy place, at least for some seniors, with some memories. Bloomington North's last road win was at Terre Haute South in 2015.
Yeah, and it's a Terre Haute South team that can put up some points. It's got an offense, but you know, it gives up a lot of points. Interestingly, one of their two wins was at home against Bloomington South in what was the oddest game, I think, of the Bloomington South season. They had some kids that they had to remove from the team that day. And so the mentality going into that game just really was not settled for the Panthers, and yet they finished a yard short of tying it up in the first overtime in that game. But for the North Cougars tonight, it's about, I think, defending Turner, the quarterback, not letting him go wild. He likes to run the ball. He's really good out of the pocket. He's got 7 rushing touchdowns. He's got 12 passing touchdowns. He does throw to the other team some. He's got 8 interceptions and 5 fumbles, I believe, also. So it's kind of about corralling him, not letting him get big plays, maybe forcing a turnover or two. And I know Coach Bless over the year has said that he really likes his defense. And I think on the road tonight, that's the thing you have to rely on a little bit, is the defense. And if you look at kind of a combination of both teams turn it over a little bit. So that would be the one thing to see, is which team solves that tonight is going to have the edge.
And obviously the Cougar rushing attack, we see when the balance from Ben Friel and Xavier Trueblood gets balanced out, they're tough to defend as well, because that opens up their passing game. So we'll see if the North Cougar offense can make some inroads tonight on the road as well.
Yeah, if they can run the ball, that's certainly a great start. You don't want all the pressure to be on Ben Friel and having to throw the ball. Their passing game has been better in the second half of the season than it was in the first. But it really starts up front. They like their offensive line. They like the big kid Trueblood, who's a really good-looking young running back. They want to get some running game going, and they can do that with Ben Friel also. We saw him put 200 yards up against this Perry team rushing. So, they want to start there, and that takes the pressure off of Friel's arm. And if they can do that, that goes a long way, because, you know, they always say the best offense or the best defense sometimes is your offense. Keep the other team and their quarterback off the field. Don't let him have a chance to make big plays. That's going to help you out, too.
Chew that clock up, and hopefully North will have a lead to do that and come home with their third win of the year. Speaking of 3 wins, Edgewood's 3-5 this season. And again, this isn't a knock on anybody else playing football around here, but it'd be hard to find a better story. They have Greencastle in town, 9 seniors on senior night tonight. And for a while there, they weren't sure if they were going to have 9 seniors for this season.
Yeah, I mean, this is a phenomenal story, no question about it. Early in the year, Edgewood had absolutely no offense. Its defense was, I guess, plucky is the best way to put it. They were fighting. We saw them, the defense do their best against Cloverdale and hold Cloverdale to 19 points, but their offense just could not get anything going, and they've turned it around a bit. They've made a quarterback change. Skylar Curtis is now their quarterback. He's a young kid. He had 200-something yards rushing last week on the road at Cascade. They're still using Andrew Graff on defense. He's been a good defender. They're running the ball really well. They found a big playmaker in John McLaughlin. So the thing they were missing most at the beginning of the year was a consistent offense that had some danger to it. And now it's starting to look like it has some danger to it. So if they can control a Greencastle running game a little bit, give their offense a few chances. This, like you said, this has been a great story in the second half of the season. They go into the sectional with a very difficult draw in East Central, but finishing off the season with a win in this crossover game, which is a pretty neat factor in their conference, this would be a great story here for Brian Rosenberg and the Mustangs.
And another big game from another big team making more big waves just west of here, Eastern Green and Greene County. What a story last week. I remember talking about them defeating Linton for the first time and who knows ever, right? And now they've got 8-0 North Central from Farmersburg coming. That just doesn't get any easier for them.
No, it doesn't, but, you know, it is a great story. It's, you know, it's almost 20 years in the making. That was their first try in out of 18 that they were able to beat Linton, you know, the big bully on the block down there, as you understand it. But, you know, I say this all the time. I'm a sucker for stories where teams, you know, kind of come up from nothing and they struggle and then they suddenly have their breakout. And so I love this story for Eastern Green. Linton is now out of the division altogether. They're not in 1A. They're in 2A. So looking forward for a while, you know, I hate to do that too far, but Eastern Green's got, you know, a real chance to make some noise this year, and they're top five ranked in the state. So, yeah, fantastic story, undefeated team coming back in. It's one they know really well. They've played them pretty much every year, so they know this North Central team really well. You always look for a letdown after a big, big win like that. That's a big community win. Everybody's involved. Everybody's telling you how great you are now. Everybody's been telling you for years how badly you need to beat Linton to make it something, you know, some noise.
Coach was recognized by the Indianapolis Colts this week as the coach of the week in the state.
Right. Yeah, I mean, how do you respond at this point now to a little taste of more success than you're used to and the success you've been working so hard for? Everybody's been pointing to Linton. So do you overlook North Central? The good news is it's the regular season. It's not the postseason. It's not one and done. But this will tell me a little bit about Eastern Green down the line. I think they're good character, great character program right now. I think they'll get it done here at home.
All right, so a busy night of high school football. We will keep you in tune with all of it. Our Chalk Talk presentation begins at 6:30. We'll have kickoff on the south side at 7 o'clock at South and Perry Meridian, and we'll wrap up our night after our post-game show with Indiana Sports Talk and Bob Lovell with all the scores and updates from around the state. Dave, we'll see you tonight. Thanks for your time this morning, as always. And, yeah, we'll get comfy on the south side about 6:30.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, Dave Novak joins me on, well, at least this week. Next week, Dave and John Callahan will have the action for you from South, as sectional action will begin next week. And then if South is victorious, it'll be North and South the week after that. So a playoff to look forward to, but you can't look forward in the playoffs, right? You've got to take care of the business at hand.